At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you look at a season and you're a team with Super Bowl aspirations, and this is a team with Super Bowl aspirations, so each and every Sunday, they're going to be compared to whoever looks like the best team in the NFL. And they haven't spent a lot of time looking like that team, but they continue to keep themselves in play by finding ways to win games when they aren't playing a better version of NFL football, but a brand of NFL football. There's no selection committee. Your resumes are measured by the W's, the L's, and the occasional T's. And the Lions still aren't in a playoff spot. What's crazy, and what I keep in mind, is when you do have Super Bowl aspirations, it is probably still difficult, even for professionals, to try and, through 17 regular season games, always be playing at that peak level. They just came off a very disappointing performance at Philly, and they have ahead on Thursday a massive in-division game with Green Bay. And tucked right in between is this two-win Giant team. And they didn't play great. Lions did not play great. They played well enough to win the game. But in this new world that we're getting used to being a contender, they got the most important thing, and that's the win. And there's something to be said for playing a two-win team in between two massive games where you might not be the best version of yourself. So I think that we won't care about how the Giant game looked at all if they come out and play well against Green Bay and beat the Packers on Thursday.
Correct. I'm not upset with the game yesterday. It's a win, and I know it's hard to win the National Football League, and I'll take the win. I think there were some great performances yesterday. Obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs was otherworldly with what he did with over 260 yards in offense and the three touchdowns and, three massively explosive plays, including the winning touchdown in overtime. I thought Jared Goff played very well at quarterback. I thought there was only maybe one player. I was like, what is he doing? And he got spun around and just kind of threw it away and instead of throwing it at the feet. And it was a similar play to what happened against Philadelphia when Brock Wright came wide open. He just didn't have time to throw it. I think the same kind of thing happened here. He got spun around and kind of lost his bearings and got rid of the ball. And if he had an extra tick, he could look to his right and see another guy who was wide open for a touchdown. But it's okay. I mean, because they ended up winning it. But it's
they scored the next play, right? Because the next play was a wide receiver screen to Amon-Ra.
I believe you're right. Correctly. Yeah. So
they overcame it.
They overcame it. And that's the thing with this team is they've got that ability. They're very, very talented. And I think the problems, if you watch yesterday's game, they're on both sides of the ball. I mean, defensively, we talked about, I think, just missed assignments more than anything else. It was frustrating because you don't want to lose to anybody, but, a bad Giant team with their backup quarterback. But you're reminded that Jameis Winston has talent. He does have talent. Offensively, the Lions, yes, they had their explosive plays, and it looked great. But did the offensive line do a good enough job of protecting Goff? I think for the most part they did. Did they open up enough holes in the running game? Well, clearly they opened up enough creases that Jahmyr Gibbs took advantage of it. But the receivers let the team down with drops.
Weird, huh?
Yeah, it was weird and very uncharacteristic and at bad times. And look, there were some penalties, some really questionable calls in the game yesterday. But fortunately, after a win, you don't have to revisit that and say, what happened here? Yeah, some strange stuff happened. But it's a game, once again, where they can say, and they have said to a man, we got to clean stuff up. Well, I'm curious what they look at and say what it is that they need to clean up. Like in an honest moment, what do they have to clean up? Because that would be beneficial to all of us to understand.
Well, if it's true, okay, then that tells me it's fixable. The concern is, do you not have the horses? Can you sit here and say, we know how to protect a quarterback and we know what went wrong, but do you have the guys to execute it? And those are real questions. And it's amazing if they go back to not dropping passes, how different that game looks. Those drop passes killed drives. Those drop passes took points off the board. Those drop passes were turnovers. Like they were very, very costly. And I'm hoping that they can get through Thursday relatively unscathed and the following Thursday, and then they get the long break. They finally get one of those long breaks because they go back-to-back Thursdays where they can health up because, you know, I'm going to say something here that is weird. I really hope Amon-Ra's hurt, and I suspect that he is. I know there's stuff circulating on the internet, and there's pictures until something gets confirmed because I don't trust what we see on the internet, but 248-539-9797. Let's talk to the people. We go to Ivory in Redford. What's up, Ivory?
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Hey.
Hey, I'll be real quick because I know you got callers. So my champ is Jahmyr Gibbs, of course. My chump, I don't know. Like, I'm gonna say it's for me is Brad Holmes, and I'll tell you why. You know, he's been a great GM. Like, he's built his team up very well. It's not that he's not a good GM. It's just that, and I don't know, like, if it's Dan Campbell thing or him, like, but for one, he's got to stop with these third-round project things that don't do anything for them. You know, I think part of the problem, too, is, like, it was part golf and part – golf had a decent game, part golf, part Holmes, because they need to develop – another JMO, he's a speed guy. He's a good player. He's a speed guy, like a deep guy. But outside of Amon-Ra, you know, they don't have another receiver. Like, the Porter being hurt is a killer for them.
So we'll let you finish here. But so you started the call by saying that they can't keep wasting picks on developmental guys. And then you're saying they need to develop a receiver. And that's exactly what they did this draft. They took a chance on Isaac Tesla with a third round pick that they're hoping to develop.
You're right. Like, I understand. Like, you want to take guys, and if you see a guy that you like, but they don't even give the kid run. Like, they don't develop plays. They don't.
I suspect it might change because Khalif Raymond left the game yesterday with an ankle injury and did not return. I don't know what his status is going to be for Thursday, but I'm guessing it's not good. That might give Tesla an opportunity to have more reps in the game. And with Laporta's injury, too, I think that's another opportunity.
There's a learning curve, though. See it. Yeah. There's a learning curve. Sure. And I think they still have high expectations for him. He's on that curve right now. Jason is next. Hi, Jason.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
I am lockstep with the last caller. My champ is Brad Holmes having the courage to take Jahmyr Gibbs and not draft Bijan Robinson, not draft Jalen Carter. Everybody was losing their mind, and the Lions would be probably two or three less wins or worse without Jahmyr Gibbs. The opposite, Brad Holmes is my chump because – and you guys seemingly always want to – when a caller wants to go after Brad Holmes, you guys immediately come in and want to defend him. Okay, great. You take Tesla. They do not use him. He is not being used. You have two – you've just pointed out you are down two pass threats in LaPorta and Raymond in the second half. He does not get the ball thrown to him. And I would have preferred to see those third-round draft picks – be thrown to Miami and bring in the defensive end who terrorized Goff 2 weeks ago over Isaac Tesla, who seemingly cannot get on the field.
Brad Holmes, hey, Jason.
In the face.
Jason, Brad Holmes might agree with you.
He might.
I mean, Brad Holmes, in retrospect, might look back and go, here's a mistake I made. Here's something I'd rather do. He's not perfect. You're right about that. And I think that there's definitely going to be times where he looks back and says, I wish I had. I think every GM does. He's the net of his work is overwhelmingly positive. There are mistakes that were made. And I guess if you get to the mountaintop, it doesn't matter. Fine. He's got two chump votes. Let's continue with Dave next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Good.
I'm going to go right with a tie for camp. I got to go with Gibbs first off. He had a total, I believe I wrote it down, 219 yards, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Longest run, 69 yards. I also think Stafford is a champ. Three touchdowns, zero interceptions, and look what he's doing with this team. I mean, they look the best, I think, in the division right now. That's my opinion, and I just want to hear you guys say, sir.
Oh, they're in the conference, yeah. Rams are playing very well. Who's your chump?
I think it's the coach of the – actually, I know it's the coach of the Giants. Not going to he cost them the game at the end.
So it's interesting. This is obviously going to be a debate point whether or not the Giants should have kicked the field goal or gone for it. I think when you have two wins going for a kill shot, there's nothing wrong with it. If it works, it's basically arguing the result. Them going for it, I don't think was that outrageous. But hey, thank you for the phone call. We'll get to our championship nominations at 10:35. We've got your votes in 97.1.
Hey, if you're garaged.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.